or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City, Oklahoma. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be hot. It's already hot. Actually, in the Panhandle, Boise City is 97 already, 93 at Buffalo, 90 at Putnam, 91 at Eric, 88 at Altus, 90 at Weatherford out here in the Panhandle of Texas, 89 at Miami, and 90 at Lipscomb, 91 at Wellington, and 92 at Goodland. Later on here, in the next segment, I'm going to have this first segment kind of short. I got Kent Watkins in here from SEI Agritech. We're going to be talking about the six pillars of soil health, and he wants to talk to you guys about summer hay, winter, or putting in your fall forage already, and talking about the hog poison and hog bait. Let me rephrase that. How to rehome feral hogs. Hey, the other day, this is how bad it is around my neighborhood. The other day, Wes Graham's breeding sows and boar were all out on the blacktop there west of Carter. I stayed there till he got there because I knew somebody drive by and shoot him for feral hogs. He would have been really mad if somebody had shot those hogs.
Probably so. Probably so.
Oh, yeah. So, Kent Watkins will be on here. We're going to be talking about that. And we got lots to cover today. We got the Jimmy Taylor or the Taylor Ranch question of the day. Everything's cattle now. All you hear about is cattle, New World screwworms. And I got you on here. Let's play. What do you think about the New World screwworm? What's your thoughts on it?
I think we better.
Do what?
I think we better take it seriously.
Yeah.
And do everything we possibly can to make sure that that doesn't.
Yeah. I think that's everybody else's thoughts because they're wondering why we don't have the fly manufacturing here in the United States. They've got it in the works in South Texas at that Moore Air Base, I believe. But I think we need one in Florida.
Yes.
Because if
probably need two in Texas.
Yeah, and if I remember right, the screwworm, when it came into the United States originally back in the, late 50s, early 60s, somewhere in that time frame, it came in from Cuba. It didn't come in from Mexico.
I think it was there in the 40s.
Yeah.
Because I remember my dad talking about doctoring screwworms in hogs back in the 40s.
Yeah.
And it was there, you know, up until they eradicated them in the early 70s.
Yeah. And they still had signs, some in the 80s and 90s, but the worst of it was in the 60s and 70s.
Yes.
Cause I remember my, some of the old timers talking about, hadn't doctored some of those navels on babies and bulls, and man, I'm glad it was them and not me.
I tell you, if they get a hold, it's going to change the industry a bunch because really it would probably eliminate spring calving.
Yeah.
It would eliminate dehorning, castration, all that stuff that's done in the spring. It would eliminate that for a while.
Because there was a reported case here a few months ago in Florida of a screwworm in a kid's ear. Can you imagine that?
Oh, wow. I didn't hear that.
Yeah. That's the only thing I've heard about in Florida so far. Or in the United States, I don't know the whole story, if this was an immigrant that comes across illegals, whatever, but it was in the kid's ear.
Yeah, and then, you know, moving cattle, even if you're just moving them from, you know, one ranch area to another, you didn't sell them, but you're going to move them, that's going to stop.
Yeah.
And it's going to put a big kink in everything. We got to take it seriously. And yeah. I think they are, but. I think they're behind.
Right. Yep. All right. We're going to check out what happened overnight in the big world of agriculture real quick. And then see, soybean futures were modestly higher in overnight trading on technical buying after prices earlier this week hit their lowest level since May. Prices have plunged this year due to favorable weather conditions in the Corn Belt and uncertainties over tariffs and trade. China has yet to buy a single cargo of U.S. soybeans this season, according to the report this week. That makes marks the longest the Asian nation has waited to buy U.S. beans since 2005, when it held off until the 7 days it ended on August 11th. If China sets out beyond the time frame this year, it will be the latest they've waited to start buying since at least 1999, the extent of the USDA's online database. This would thrust the U.S.-China soybean trade flow into uncharted waters. Grains were a little changed in overnight trading as investors focused on favorable weather conditions and trade uncertainty. Rain is expected in parts of Iowa and Illinois, the biggest grower of soybeans and corn, for the rest of the week. According to the weather maps, this should boost prospects for growing crops. The wheat harvest rolls on in the United States with 87% of the winter harvest complete and 5% of the spring varieties collected. Soybean futures for November delivery came up 3.5 cents to $9.94 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was down 10 cents to $284.80 a short ton, and soybean oil gained 0.48 cents to 53.9 cents a pound. Corn futures for December delivery lost a half a penny to 401.5 a bushel. Wheat for September delivery fell overnight a half a penny to 507.75 a bushel in Chicago, while Kansas City futures were up a half a cent to 505 even. Let's see here. Not much else going on. Let's go ahead and check the board. Let me update it here real quick. Things change in a minute around here. Right now, September corn is 376, down 5.25. Soybeans for September, 963, down 8.25. Soybean meal, September, 270.90, down 6.10. Soybean oil is up for September at 53.93. Hard red winter wheat is up September, 5.10, up 5.5. And December is 5.30, up 4.75. Oil out of West Texas is up for September, 65.30, up 14 cents. Natural gas is up a little bit, September at 305. Looks like everything looks good on the stock exchange with NASDAQ, S&P, and the Dow very well into the green, and so is cattle. August lives, 236 even, up 172. October's 229.20, up 210. December's 230.37, up 222. Feeders for September, 343.90, up 435. October, 341.97, up 415. Just crazy. November, 339.90, up 427. October hogs, 91.62, down 117. All right, today is the Taylor Wrench day, and we're going to have the Taylor Wrench question of the day. Let me find it, and right here it is. All right, it's multiple choice again for you people that just passed high school like me. Multiple choice will always keep you out of trouble. The July 1st beef replacement heifer inventory just came out. The last cycle low was in 2011 at 4.2 million head. This was due to severe drought at the time. What was the July 1st, 2025 beef placement heifer inventory? A, 4.3 million, B, 4.1, C, 3.9 million head, D, 3.7 million head, or C, all of the above. No, I'm just kidding. There's no E in there. So 4.3 million, 4.1 million, C is 3.9 million, D is 3.7 million. What was the July 1st, 2025 beef placement heifer inventory? Dr. Peel has been talking about this every day for the last 30 days. Come on, somebody will get it. 580-225-9697. I got a gift for you. Actually, I got a couple of them for you. If you want to play and win, send in your name. Also, if you don't send your name in. 580-225-9697. I'll repeat it again after this break here when we come back. So let's take a Taylor Ranch break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. Wraps it up is better than twine, so it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high-pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in five states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook, but mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 25th. 1,535 head were sold. 12 head of steers at 470 brought 415. 5 at 544 brought 397.50. 19 at 556 brought 382. 10 at 636 brought 345. 6 at 694 brought 343. 2 at 907 brought 310. 4 head of heifers at 320 brought 470. 9 at 389 brought 405, 30 at 421 brought 398, 13 at 438 brought 410, 12 at 445 brought 415, butcher cows were 135 to 181, butcher bulls brought 168 to 210, bred cows 2100 to 3400, pairs 3200 to 4050, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6099.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here's your ag weather update for out in the Texas Panhandle. Miami, 90. Heat index of 92. Humidity's 45. Dew point 66. The winds are out of the south at 17 with gusts up to 22. Peak wind gust so far is 36 miles an hour. 1.81 inches of rain so far in the month of August. And check this out. I guess rain helps cool the ground down, doesn't it? It's here. There we go. Now speak.
Yes, it does.
Ooh, you're loud and clear.
That's
now.
That's a little much.
There we go. I got you. Well, I couldn't hear you, and so some of the listeners. Now I can hear you. 8-inch soil temperature is 77 degrees, and it was almost 90 a week ago.
Yeah, a little rain. Go a long way.
Woo! Sure will. But anyway, welcome to the show. Been a month or two, Kent. always enjoy having you on there, and we're always talking soil health and what to get prepared for, and you've got it going on down there at SEI right here on South Randall. Also, George, let's talk about Vicky first. You want to?
Okay.
Because I love going in there. I hate going in there because I know I'm going to spend money when I go in there shopping around with her stuff.
That's all right.
I know. But sometimes I get a little carried away. But so Vicky has George Creek Market in there.
George Creek Market.
What all she got in there?
Oh, man. She's got, we started, you know, a long time ago with just the grass-fed, grass-finished beef and lamb.
And you still got that?
Yeah, we still have that. And then she's expanded completely past what I ever thought it would be. She's got Black Rifle Coffee, and she's got chicken, bacon-wrapped chicken breast that's just flying off the shelves. I mean, right. People's tried them, and it's really
this
good.
This must be new, because I didn't know that. All right.
It is new. It's about a month.
Okay.
But she's got a store-wide sale going on right now.
Okay.
Different things are off different amounts, but it's absolutely worth going and looking at.
She's got all kinds of things in there. She's got, she sells eggs too.
Yeah. There's a lady from up by Hammond that brings her farm fresh eggs.
Are they organic?
Yes.
Organic
eggs.
Yeah, organic eggs. And but she's got all kinds of little deals of jelly and dips and salsa and. Is there pickles in there or not?
Yes, there is. Yep. And there's she's got grilling seasonings and stuff like that.
Right. And Taylor Ranch beef sticks.
Taylor Ranch beef sticks are in there, and I think we were the first ones to get them. Back when. The Watkins seasoning products, you know, that old company. It's not mine. I wish it was, but it's not. We've got those in there, and she's got a lot of different stuff in there.
Yeah, so if you've never been there, you need to go see them. It's they're in the same building there, SEI and Agritech and George Creek. And the address is, I just know how to get there. What is it?
1400 South Randall.
Randall, yeah. It's right there. You can't miss it.
You won't miss it.
Yeah, it's got some big grain elevators there. It's only people that got grain elevators in their backyard.
That's right.
So that's got it going on. All right, let's start the show out with the six pillars of soil health.
Okay. Six pillars of soil health. We'll start where we always start. The first one for the south, you know, really is armor on the soil. So what that means is cover it up with something desirable that you want to grow. Because if you don't, Mother Nature is a little bit prudish, and she will cover it up with stuff you don't like sand burrs and pigweed and mare's tail and those kinds of things. So keep it covered, and then when you do plant, or you know, running your drill or whatever, or planter, no-till is preferred. The less disturbance, the better. So that means leave the disc at the house. Diversity in plant life. The more species you have in, the better off you'll be. If, like on a hay grazer crop, I would never recommend doing a monoculture or a hay grazer crop. You know, throw three or four different hay grazers in there, just reduce the rate of each one, get a legume or two in there, and the production will be a lot better. The palatability to the cattle in the winter will be a lot better. And it's a lot better for the soil.
Well, it's got different lengths of roots in there, and it's keeping that.
Everything's moving. You know, the deeper rooted stuff will bring nutrition and water to the shallower rooted grasses. And I saw probably 10 years ago, kind of opened my eyes, I saw some slides that Gabe Brown had, as a matter of fact, where he had six or seven different species of summer cover crop. He planted them all together, but then he had a little area that he planted each one of them individually as a monoculture.
Okay.
And they had a pretty hard summer that summer. Well, the multi-species planting did just fine. And all the rest planted as a monoculture, every one of them died just because they ran out of moisture and nutrition.
Right.
But, we used to think that plants competed with each other. They really don't. They help each other bring up nutrients and, and water.
Now, weeds and crops compete against each other.
Yeah, well, they're going to help each other, but from our standpoint, they're competing.
Right.
Yeah, the weeds are going to take some nutrition and some water away from the crop, but, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Right.
If you don't deal with it, Mother Nature will. I can promise you that.
Right.
Because she's going to cover it with something.
Well, I walked out in the field the other day that I've got, what I do, plant 3 different Sudans and hemp. Is that right?
Yeah, maybe four.
Four different types of Sudan grasses. Yeah. And then I planted hemp, and then I added some peas to it. Get away from the very edge of my outside of the field, there's not a weed one out there.
Yeah, that's about right.
But along the edge where the grasshoppers are doing their thing and the weeds got room to grow out the outer edge there along the fence line, it works.
Sure it works. Yeah, it works.
And I took a soil sample before I plant it, and I'm going to take a soil sample once I kill that crop, crimp it down, and then I will take another soil sample maybe next spring.
Yep.
Because how long do you think it takes for the organic matter of the Sudan grasses and the hemp to, how long is that?
Decompose.
Decompose and the microbes use.
It'll be mostly gone by early spring.
So I'll know that I can see what 3. I'm just playing. You know me. I'm just playing. Boy, it looks good out there. It makes me want to go swath it, but I'm not going to. There's so much hay though.
Right.
There's so much hay in the country right now, and they're making
lot.
It every day.
Yeah.
Grass, guys are getting second cuttings on their dry land grass, and looks good.
Yeah, it does. It's a different world that we're living in right now compared to just a year ago, and hopefully it'll continue.
Yeah.
You know, because right now, cattle's king, and if you got grass for them to eat, maybe we can increase the herd as we go.
Yeah. We'll have plenty for these new heifers coming on.
There you go.
If somebody ever keeps any.
Well, that's just, it's kind of hard to do when they're bringing what you just told me they was bringing a while ago.
$2,200.
Right, yeah.
For a 530-pound heifer.
Yeah, that makes you want to go right onto the sale barn with them.
Right, yep.
Let's continue. Okay. Living root in the soil as long as possible. And that's because the single cell organisms live around the root system. And you have to have them to convert everything to a usable form. And then 5 is livestock where it fits. If you have water and a fence, if you don't want to get the cattle, I promise you there's somebody out there that'll rent it from you.
Oh, yeah.
So livestock where it fits. And then context is the last one. It's the newest one. Should probably be first. And all that means is, if you're starting or you're into it 1 or 2 years, don't try to make your farm outperform itself because it won't, and you'll be disappointed if you're trying to compare what you're doing with somebody who's been doing it 30 years. You're just going to be disappointed because you're not going to be at the same level they are. So those are the 6 pillars of soil health, and, you know, it's pretty common sense, really.
Right. So yeah, it's pretty common, and like I said, I don't want to preach it on the show. Because I want to talk about all kinds of different ways of farming and stuff. But I will tell you that my one field of peanuts this year will be interesting. So I can tell you. Because this is the first time I've planted. This is only my 2nd year planting peanuts. So I don't have a lot of history going here. But the 30 acres on the one place that I planted. Yes, it's irrigated. Is no-till. Mm-hmm. I did swath the hay off of it because it was getting pretty rank. Mm-hmm. And we were getting a little late, so we swathed the hay off of it. And then I had cattle on it all last winter. And the ground's pretty firm.
All right.
I wouldn't say it's rock hard, but it's firm. Mm-hmm. And I pulled a plant the other day. And I haven't showed you this picture yet. Mm-hmm. I've been saving for today. And, you know, that would be my worry or anybody else's worry about, how's it going to peg in that hard ground? blah, blah, blah. Well, luckily we've had rain this year.
Right.
And yes, I do have irrigation on there. But last year I left two different crops growing on it. And then I planted we planted peanuts with the cattle on there. But this was the first pegging. So what do you think?
I think that'll be just fine.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think that'll work.
Yeah.
The biggest problem, you know, with peanuts pegging the ground is if the ground's real brutally hot.
Exactly.
It'll burn that peg and it won't go any further. And then the other concern is enough calcium in that soil profile at the surface so that that peg is bathed in calcium just as soon as it hits the ground, so you can ward off some of the diseases that we have to treat.
Right.
But the hot 140, 50 degree ground out at the surface, that is the biggest issue.
Yeah, because the difference between the way I did it last year and the way I did it this year is I terminated the crop on it last year.
Right.
So that kept cover on the ground. This year I needed the hay. Right. I had to go for it. So I got the hay and the, and we were concerned about the planter in the trash this year because it was getting on, mm-hmm. It was getting up there chest high. But, and I didn't get it terminated in time. You know, what do you need? A couple weeks.
Yeah, a couple weeks. A
couple weeks before you plant, and it wasn't going to work out. So baling and swathing is what I end up having to do with it. So it worked.
You just do what you have to do.
You got to do what you have to do. So I hadn't pulled any plants. So when we got that rain last Friday, I walked out there. I was dreading. I was just dreading it. And I pulled a weed out of the row of peanuts. So when I pulled it, it kind of partially pulled that plant with it. Mm-hmm. So I went in and pulled it out there, and I was like, hell yeah, I turned the water on. I was a happy camper.
That'll work.
It looks pretty good. Hey, we got to take a break. And before we go to break, I'm going to mention the Taylor Ranch question of the day again. And it is, somebody text me, so I lost my spot with Jimmy. Hang on here. There we go. The July 1st beef replacement heifer inventory just came out. The last cycle low was in 2011 at 4.2 million head. This was due to severe drought at that time, and we all remember that. What was the July 1st, 2025 beef placement heifer inventory? A, 4.3 million, B, 4.1, C, 3.1, 3.9, and D, 3.7 million head. 4.3, 4.1, 3.9, or 3.7. What's your guess? 580-225-9697. Shoot me a message with your answer. Be right back after this Taylor Ranch break.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Valley Center pivots are the most durable and reliable you can find. But when you do need replacement parts, your operation deserves the best. Valley Genuine Parts. Knutson Irrigation has been serving growers since 1981. And their experienced service technicians stand behind every part in their fully stocked warehouse. They also service other pivot brands. So when you need fast service and reliable parts, you need Knutson Irrigation. Call them for service or visit KnutsonIrrigation.com for more info.
This season, Army Worm, better watch out. Because your wheat is protected by Lumavia CPL insecticide seed treatment with a unique mode of action that starts at the seed, then moves through the plant to protect it from roots to shoots for strong stand establishment and better yield potential. Army Worms, you're out of here. Learn more at Corteva.us/LumaviaCPL.
My pawpaw started Hutton Inc. in 1983.
And now our uncle runs it just like pawpaw did.
We're learning the ropes too, because this isn't just dirt work, it's family legacy.
From GPS-guided earthwork to excavation, house and building pads, topsoil and aggregate sales, drainage repair, forklift and manlift rentals, Hutton Inc. does it all.
Three generations strong, we move the earth and your future.
Call Hutton Inc. at 580-225-0225.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here is your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. I picked a big city, big metropolitan town. Beaver, 93 degrees, feels like 94. Dew point 61, humidity 35. The winds are out of southwest at 23 with wind gust at 30. 78 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 79 is the 3-day average. 4-inch bare soil temperature. Sunset at 8:45. 102 today. 73 tonight. 104 tomorrow. Just looks really romantic. How's that? Kent Watkins from SEI Agritech is in here in the studio with me right now. We just was talking about the six pillars of soil health. Now let's talk about what's happening this summer.
Well, I think we've had a very good year to grow hay or just about anything you wanted to grow.
There's yeah,
some really good looking dry land corn around. Yeah, weeds too. Sand burrs. Yeah, I can.
Oh,
I've got a. If I could find a market for sand burrs, that'd be great.
Do you not think that they can, with all the brilliant professors we have at
They're not going to.
Why not?
I don't know, but they're not going.
Why wouldn't they?
They're not going to spend any time on that.
I think they should. One of them should quit and go open a private lab and be a millionaire. And like, I think he'd be a millionaire in the first year.
Okay. Well,
why don't you do it?
You're smart. I don't know anything about it.
Crossbreed
crabgrass with sand burrs.
No, come up with a beardless grass burr and scatter them out where we got thorned grass burrs and.
Let nature take its course.
Yeah. I think it'd work.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you think so.
We got beardless wheat. We got beardless barley. We got beardless triticale.
Yeah.
Do we got beardless corn?
No.
Or is there such a thing?
No. No.
There's got to be a way. I think the chemical companies are not paying these scientists to do this because they run out of business of selling stuff to kill grass burrs.
Well, you know, really and truly, if you have grass burrs, and I know this might raise some blood pressure, but it's just the truth, it's a sign of overgrazing.
Oh, I can see it.
Yeah, it's like MERS.
Unless you're in sand, it's normal. It's a normal crop.
Yeah, it's a normal crop. That's right. But anyway, you know, we've had really good rainfall and been able to actually grow something this summer. And some guys have already rolled up the first go around of hay grazers and those kind of crops. And I wanted to just touch on this for a minute because I've had a couple of guys tell me that their hay grazer was hot. And I said, well, what's the number on it? Oh, I don't know. I just took it in and they dropped acid on it and it turned black. So what? That didn't mean anything. It just means that the plant has some level of nitrate in it. And so I told both of them, I said, if you're concerned about that, you really ought to spend the $25 on the lab and send a sample in and see what your nitrate numbers and your prussic acid numbers
are. But
that
takes time.
Yeah. Well, what's a cow worth? You know, $2,500, $3,500? Can you spend $25 to make sure it's safe? And just because you have some nitrate, well, what's the number? Is it a safe number? Or, you know, would it be safe if you put it through the grinder? Or is it just completely unusable? You know, don't assume that it's completely unusable just because the stalk turned black. That doesn't mean anything. So I wanted to touch base on that just to put
spend
that in
the people. Money, send the samples
spend
off.
Spend the $25 or $30 and find out what it really is.
I'm not even sure it's that high anymore.
Well, with time you get freight and everything in it, yeah, you'll spend that. But send it to, you know, Servitech is a real good commercial lab.
Yep.
And they can get it out for you pretty quickly. And, you know, with the price of cattle, I would do that. And it's like I told you during the break, on those guys who have cut their first cutting off and now it's grown back up, maybe it's knee high to waist high, and they're a little bit concerned about nitrates. You wouldn't have, right now, you wouldn't, unless you're just in a drought area, you wouldn't have to worry about prussic acid right now. But turn one old cow out and you'll know in an hour, no more than 2 hours,
that's what
it's
told
safe
me
or not. Because if it's not safe, you'll know. Because she won't be standing.
We got all kinds of participation going on today, some good, some bad. Mm-hmm. One guy sent a text in that says, beardless is one thing, seedless is another. I'm not saying going seedless. I'm talking about taking the burrs off of the seed. SugarDaddy.com, you know who that is?
I do.
He says, pretty sure you can boil them grass burrs and drink the juice and lose weight and make women's wrinkles go away.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah, probably be best.
I'm not even going
to. You know, he had the cahootas to text me the other day. He was coming back from his 20-day Florida trip. I don't think he was gone that long, but it seemed like he was.
Yeah.
And he was going somewhere through Texas, and he said, I'm seeing a lot of housewife bales down here.
A lot of what?
Housewife bales.
Oh, yeah.
The little 4x5s, yeah. Not the man size of 5x6.
Yeah.
So I told him down there they couldn't afford tractors big enough to pull a big baler. So
I'm going to leave that alone, too.
Cause you're no fun.
I don't know how far your signal goes, and I really don't want to get shot.
Yeah, you're the business guy. I'm just the DJ.
Yeah.
So, I've already made a cutting on one of my fields, and that rain the other day, it's already back, not quite knee high, but getting close.
Yeah.
It's coming back strong.
You'll probably be just fine. And as far as prussic acid goes, if you have a fear of that, just roll it up and put it in the stack. And in 30, 45 days, the prussic acid is going to gas out anyway. And it's not going to be an issue for you this winter.
It's the nitrates that don't go away.
Nitrates do not go away. But know what your level is. I mean, don't just, oh, the stock turned black, it's bad. No, that don't mean anything. It's just a waste of time to even do that.
Right.
Send it to the lab and find out what your number is.
Right. Yep.
So, anyway, I'll get off my soapbox about that.
I don't know. That was good. They need to hear it.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go on to fall planting. It's getting close.
Okay.
If you're no-tilling, then that means you're going to be spraying pretty soon. I don't know about every area, but in my area, in a lot of areas, the grasshoppers are about as big as sparrows right now.
Yes.
So while you're dumping your chemical in your tank, do yourself a favor and spend another $1.50 an acre and drop 2.5 or 3 ounces of Lambda, L-A-M-B-D-A,
yep,
into your tank and wipe those grasshoppers out. And then if you have to spray again, and you probably will right before you plant, dump another 2 ounces of Lambda in the tank then and quiet that field down and then plant. And it might probably would save you from having to re-drill stuff. It's Lambda's extremely cheap.
Yeah, because the grasshoppers are bad.
Oh, they're horrible.
It's one grasshopper right now feed a covey of quail.
Yeah, it's...
it's like a smorgasbord.
Yeah, they're really bad and really big.
Yeah.
Plus, they've had a really good summer to go with. So.
Yeah, and I've seen some baby grasshoppers out, so there's another hatch.
There's another hatch out, yeah.
And what about army worms? There's nothing we can do about that until we see them.
The Lambda will pick them up if they're out there, and there will be some out there. You're just not going to see them yet. You're not going to notice with the kind of vegetation that we got. You're really not going to notice them yet, but they're probably already out there. And the best time, you know, it's easy to know when they're going to be there. They're going to be there 7 to 10 days after a full moon.
Right.
That's when you, if I was going to scout for them, that's in a forage situation, that's when I would scout for them.
Well, they're there. I noticed when we was digging that trench the other day and putting that pipe down in there, about ever so often, there was an army worm that fell off the surface, yep, up above down in the deal, and they're there. Noticed some in my tomatoes this morning. But they're already getting it. So, but you know, about a week ago when I was out moving irrigation and stuff with my big spotlight, I seen a bunch of yellow millards.
There you go.
And then look, guess what? Here we go.
Here we are. Yep. So they're going to hatch 7 to 10 days after that flight. And those flights are typically heaviest on a full moon.
Yeah.
So just look back and see when you had a full moon. It's probably about then.
Yep. And then those people on social media showing pictures of army worm in the grass.
Yeah.
Pastures. I'm not talking about their yard. I'm right. talking about in the pastures.
Yeah, we just had so much rain, we're not noticing them because the vegetation's outrunning them right now. But, you know, it's August, so it's probably going to get hot.
Okay, we're going to take a break, but we do have a winter. Woolly worms are starting to eat the leaves on the pigweed. Yep, and there's a one other thing here. Let's go back to the correct answer for the Taylor Ranch was D, and it's 3.7 million head. And you can see that on Cattle Facts or anywhere else that's got that going on. But 3.7 million, that's the lowest ever so far in the July 1st, 2025 beef placement heifer inventory. That's the lowest ever. Because the lowest ever was back in 2011, and we beat it by 500,000 head. So she's pretty low. So, all right, we're going to take a Taylor Ranch break. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech, and we're talking about getting ready for the fall. So we're talking about, so far we've talked about army worms, talked about grasshoppers, because they're we keep getting these rains every couple of weeks. You know somebody's going to plant early, right? Sure.
I'm going to.
Yeah, there you go. We'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
So there's a company out there that has a certain color. All the farmers and stuff think their oil has to be used in those certain color of tractors. And it's just not true. So here at Camrock, we have the same specification oil as the other brand, where people think that they have to use that for a certain color on their tractors and stuff like that. But we have the same oil specifications as they do. Works just as well, does the same thing, lubes it just the same. Price comparison is, it's not even a comparison. We have a better price than anybody around on that type of oil. I use it at our place. My son uses it for our colored tractors that we have, and a lot of other farmers use it too. It's the same oil, specifications are the same. It's kind of a myth where they think that it's got to be that certain type of oil for that color of tractor.
Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
We have a better price than anybody around on that type of oil.
There's a lot of uncertainty in the world, but one thing's for sure, you need a PC you can rely on.
Whether it's for school, gaming, or whatever your next chapter holds, Lenovo.com has the tech to help you succeed. Shop PCs right now at Lenovo.com during their back-to-school sale, where students can save more when they sign up for a Lenovo education account. Free shipping, easy returns, flexible financing. That's Lenovo.com. Lenovo.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma. Or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
When you're out working in the shop and the garage this summer, stay comfortable with a Portacool Apex cooler. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton has compact spot coolers for the garage. They've also got high-powered units that cool up to 6,500 square feet. Each unit blasts cool air up to 60 feet and connects to your phone with the CoolSync app for remote control. They're quiet, efficient, and tough with a lifetime warranty on molded housings. Swing by your local Napa and get your Portacool Apex cooler and stay comfortable while you work this summer.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling, someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T. Built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hobart, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. 93, feels like 99. Heat risk is low. 69 dew point, 47 humidity. The winds are out of the south at 20 with wind gusts up to 27. 98 one-hundredths of inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 83 degrees. Sunset at 8:35. Hot 100 today. Tonight 75 and clear. Tomorrow, hot, windy, and 102. Summer's finally here.
It's here. It's absolutely here.
We've been lucky this year. Yeah. We're going to complain about it being hot and humid and almost croaking over from a heat stroke and whatever. But it's really been an easy
summer. And then we'll complain and be just astonished that in January it's going to be 0 degrees.
Yeah.
Every year I'm the same way. Yeah.
All right, we're talking fall forage. And, you know, even if it's not a cover crop, you can still mix seed together
sure.
for your fall forage to help you with just put nutrition back in the ground.
Yeah, that's right. And what I was going to say, if you're no-till and you don't take the grasshoppers out before you plant, your farm motto this year will be plant early, plant often. Because you're going to get to redo it.
Yeah. So I did the Truticale Hairy Vetch mix last winter. It was awesome.
Yeah,
that hairy vetch growing up everywhere, and it put some nutrition back in the ground also.
Absolutely. And the cattle love it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, hairy vetch, oh my god,
they love it. Yeah, they really
They get the deer do too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, they kept her trimmed down. So what all you offer there at SEI for fall forage?
Well, we're gonna, you know, we'll have our standards. We'll have the triticale, the beardless triticale, and rye, hairy vetch, radish, those kinds of things. I've kind of toned back on the other things just because we've been in such a drought for so long and people weren't seeing the value in it.
Right.
So I would rather people go with what we know works and, you know, get their feet back under them again after this 7 or 8 year drought we're just hopefully coming out of. So I'm not, I mean, if you want to put some different stuff in there, that's fine. Cool.
Yeah.
You know, but at the cost of everything, the dollar's going to win. And so I would just stay with what we know works.
What, these grain prices are at a record low.
Yeah, and they're going to stay at a record low because we've got a record. Brazil looks like a record corn crop coming. And,
yep.
And we have another record.
Corn crop coming.
Yep. So I think worldwide grains are going to be depressed for quite a while, which is good news for cattle.
Right.
I mean, if you're a grain farmer, it's not. But, you know, if you're a cattle guy, you know, that's good news. It just makes your feed cheaper.
Well, you mix up feed there for LNC and stuff. Have you noticed any cost savings with mixing stuff yet?
Well, just a little bit. But, that reminds me. We do have, just since Monday, got our winter contract for cubes and feed. So, if somebody wants to contract the DDG 28.8 cubes, we have those contracts available. I forgot to mention that. But anyway, I think we'll see those feed prices at least stagnate and probably be on a downward trend going forward, especially if this crop continues to come on like it looks like it's going.
It looks good. Even the dry land corn in southwestern Oklahoma looks good.
Yeah, when that looks good, you know the stuff up in real corn country looks good. So, yeah, I think it'll probably trend lower as we go.
Well, let's talk about your hog bait.
Okay, so we're a distributor for Caput brand, gopher, hog, rat and mice, prairie dog bait.
Okay.
So everybody knows what gopher bait is, but the feral hog bait, that's relatively new. They pulled the restriction for Texas 2 years ago and then Oklahoma this year. So if you have feral hogs, there is a protocol and a procedure to follow, but it is extremely efficient, and you can do it. Doesn't matter if it's a 10-pound pig or a 300-pound boar or something in the middle. Your overall cost per head is going to be $18 about per head to do this. But, and that seems, people will say that seems high, but if you hire a trapper to go trap them and then rehome them to feral hog heaven and haul them off, you're at about $35 a head, from what I understand, from guys who have paid that bill.
Yep.
So it's about half price, but it's very efficient. The active ingredient is warfarin, so it's a blood thinner. It works very well on hogs, very well. But you have to do it right, completely right. It is regulated. The state of Oklahoma, state of Texas regulate it, and they're very harsh about it. And they should be.
Right.
They should be, because you sure don't want to get it into the wildlife, and you don't want to get it into, you know, the cattle and stuff like that. So you have to know what you're doing. You have to take a little.
Don't be scared of it. No, just don't do it right.
Just do it right, and don't try to cut the corners. And
well, see, like we're right now, we're trying to locate the hogs,
right?
And then we're going to do it.
Yeah, but you know, take the little 30-minute test, read the literature, and take the little 30-minute test. You can do it all online. You can come by the store and get a QR code from me, and then you can take the test, and then you can do it yourself.
Right.
But without that, I can't even. If you're not on the list, I can't even sell you the product. That's how regulated this is right now.
Right.
So.
And you've bought the feeders to rent out to people?
Yeah, we're going to rent the feeders out. And if they want me to go do that, I can do that. I can keep them loaded, the feeders loaded, set the feeders, keep them loaded and all that. Or they can do it themselves if they have a license. But right. They will absolutely have to have a license or I can't sell them the product. So yeah. It's. They're taking it seriously.
I will be super excited when I see my first hog. I mean, I got we've got some bait out with some cameras on and stuff, and we just I know everything. The rain has changed things this summer. It has. But guess what? Fall's almost here.
Almost here.
When we get some freezes, those hogs are going to change their patterns.
That's right.
So
the other thing I want to touch on is in the burned areas, especially in the Texas Panhandle.
Yeah.
Prairie dogs are starting to move in there. We have a prairie dog bait that you can rehome prairie dogs with. So you can't start on that till October 1st. It's regulated too, but it works very well.
All right. So, Ken Watkins, thanks for coming on today from SEI. If you got any questions at all, give him a shout down there at SEI Agritech here in Elk City. And I guess we'll see you guys tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. 96.5 KECO.
I actually kind of like